Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you take notes this game? Kang, tell the people what he said.
Because I had a pen.
Because he had a pen. He had a pen, so he took notes. And I said, you know, Gator, pens aren't that hard to come by.
And I said, I beg to differ.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Well, the best part is the sheet of paper is not even a blank sheet of paper. It's the back of another piece,
right,
piece
it's of
paper.
The back
it's like
of,
a worksheet or something.
No, it's the back of the inactive.
Is it a menu or something? What do we what do we write on this this game?
It's the inactive list.
Oh, the inactive
yes,
list.
Okay. Yes, where I see that Detroit Lions inactives, Brandon Powell, Marvin Jones, Calvin Shepard, Eric Lee, Andrew Donald, Michael Roberts, A'shaun Robinson. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Notes. But here's what I want you to take a look at, Doug.
Your notes?
You don't have to read the notes, but take a look at the organization of each drive. I used a straight edge after every drive to separate it from the next. I took some love and care in there. Look at that.
No one's been more proud of taking notes than
my
man
honestly,
Gator,
you
man.
Know what this is? Hey, look, I did my homework. Yep. Yeah, I did my homework.
Dude,
look,
hey.
I did my homework.
This is when you walk in class. Did you see the teacher's desk? Yep. Put your homework right on the table. Done.
It's not that it's not that I did
Thank
my homework.
Thank you, next.
I always do my homework. That's not it. It's that I did it in a different way that's like really organized. That's the difference.
I did it so I can read it.
Instead of being like scatterbrained or just, you know, typing it out on some sheet with just a bullet. This is like, as it happened, this was organic. Evan was next to me in a press box. He can vouch for it. This was organic. Live, as it was happening.
Because I had a pen.
I had a pen. Evan, Evan probably didn't have an extra pen on him. Oh, he did?
First feedback I see on this is because I had a pen, that's why Homer wrote the Odyssey.
See? Now you have it.
Da Vinci, why'd you paint that? I had a brush.
I didn't have a, if I had a brush, I wouldn't have taken notes. Because I had a pen.
Because he had a pen.
I had a pen.
Oh, Gator, you're the best. What, did you write down anything significant?
Oh, yes.
Oh, did you?
There's lots of significant stuff in here.
What's the most significant thing you wrote down? So many things to choose from, you can't decide.
There really are.
I don't know if you saw, but Carolina went for two.
Oh, did that happen?
That's written down.
Is that written down?
No, there are notes in here about the special. Here's the thing. I think the Lions special teams was outstanding yesterday. Three punts went inside the 10-yard line. The coverage units were outstanding. And for coverage units that have been much maligned all season long, which cost somebody their job, yesterday, it probably was the difference in the game for the Lions. In addition, obviously, to the missed kicks and stuff, the Carolina, their strange decision to go for two. But had they not had the special teams effort, none of those mistakes would have mattered. Three kicks inside the 10-yard line. And then Sam Martin gets a fortuitous bounce on his last punt that ends up going 52 yards. All this makes a difference because it makes for a longer field. Now, some of those drives, they end up in scoring drives still. Sure, but it took more time off of the clock. Special teams were good for the Lions yesterday. Well, no penalties either. In fact, the team as a whole only had one penalty.
I think actually I saw a stat that the last time the Lions had no special teams penalties was 1941. That was the last time that happened. Gator, average starting field position. Carolina, their own 16. The Lions, their own 32.
And that's so, a huge difference.
It is a huge difference. The question is, does it mean anything? Does this win mean anything?
Do you think there was a significant... No.
Yes, I was giving you the exact numbers.
What? But I mean, I'm just saying. You asked for anything significant in your prep work there, and I come up with special teams in notations several times throughout. I just would like a little attaboy. You know that you're right, Gator. That there was something significant in there. You're doing a note about the special teams.
I want to make sure I understand this.
You asked, and I provided,
ask.
And then I get nothing out of it.
I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're asking for. Our jobs, you go to a game, you make an observation, you show up on Monday, you say the observation on the air, and you'd like me to say, attaboy.
It'd be nice. Once in a while, a little encouragement, that's all.
Encouragement.
What a professional this guy is right here.
You know, when people do their jobs, every once in a while, it's nice to say, hey, you're doing a good job, nice job, and to actually mean it.
Gator, I thought you did a great job, man. Good job, man.
Why don't we let the texters, should we give them the attaboys? See if they got any attaboys coming in. Well done, Gator. I'll give you that. Well done.
A notation on the slay tackle?
This doesn't mean you're growing up, does it?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
All right. Does the win mean anything? Because in some ways, the result to me feels like the random number generator. You know, you spin the wheel and up comes a W and, hey, look, they won. But if you play this game 10 times... You know, they're not gonna win it very many times. It just happened to NFL, any given Sunday, random result, they win the game. Kang, you made a great observation, and I give you credit for this, because we were debating in the office early today whether or not the win meant anything. Cause I think it's met with a collective in Detroit, right? To go from 3-6 to 4-6, it's not really moving the needle that much, is it? It moves it, and I think you came up with a very valid point.
Hey, thanks for that, the attaboy, Doug.
That's awesome.
I appreciate it. When you do Genghis, something, please. And someone says, you know what, pats you on the back, says, nice job,
maybe
it feels
people,
good.
Hold on, maybe people
don't
like
about
the
Gator. Or you want to know what I'm talking about?
Don't throw away the notes.
Oh.
He actually threw the notes away.
Oh, what about the inactives? Oh, God.
Anyway, give the people the point. Maybe they won't like the point. Does the win mean anything?
Not really, but this is what it meant to me. It meant Thanksgiving might mean a little bit more than it did before this weekend, right? Before, I mean, Gator, you were at the game.
I was.
What was the atmosphere like before kickoff? Probably like, whatever, we're just at a Lions game, right?
It was just, I got tickets, might as well go.
Exactly, right?
That's exactly what it was. I'm here because I already purchased the tickets.
I'm already paying for cable.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
No one thought the Lions were going to win. Nobody, okay? The fact that they somehow pulled this out, it just gives you, like, when you're on life support, you hear the beep. There's like a little pulse, and it gives,
right.
With national TV coming up and the Bears, this means more nationally than it does locally, but locally to me it means, all right, I'll pay attention a little bit more now. Before, it was just going to be on and you're just there because it's on. It's the fact that they might be competitive. I'm just looking to be entertained at this point, right?
Yes, the randomness of a win in the NFL, and it just, on this given Sunday, it pops up and the Lions get the victory. That would have been the feeling on Thanksgiving. Had they lost this game, it was they won.
Exactly.
But whatever. if they compete with Chicago and find themselves in a close game late, I think people might find themselves
paying attention.
Paying attention.
You know, that's all I'm asking for. I just want to pay attention a little bit.
Well, the goalposts have moved pretty close right now.
And they're good at the goalposts.
They are. They're Lions MVP, man. I think I saw a tweet out there that the Lions should franchise the goalposts.
At least transition tag them.
They definitely should do that.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about? It just, now I might be able to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's valid. Now, maybe it doesn't matter to anybody at all other than us.
But did the crowd get more into it as the game went along? Get as, like, you know, in the beginning,
oh, yeah.
I'm there because I'm
no,
there.
No, without a doubt.
Whatever.
Without a doubt. The crowd in the fourth quarter, it was got to be kind of loud there in the fourth quarter. Lions took the lead. People were cheering. They were very happy about that. And then it looked like the Panthers were going to tie it up. And you could feel a hush over the crowd right up until the point where Cam Newton was back out onto the field for the two-point conversion. And then the crowd was deafeningly loud trying to make a difference. And maybe they did. Hey, do you have a pen?
I do have a pen. Do you need to borrow my pen, Gator?
I do. You said they're easy to come by. Prove it. Easy to come by? Can I handle that for a while?
Sure. I got 50
more. Do you have
more.
An extra one?
I have 50 more at my desk.
Normally there's like 50 of them below my feet here, but there are none.
Gator never ceases to amaze me with his great work day in, day out. Attaboy. That's from an unnamed texter.
Thank you.
Gator, you are my hero. The way your pen glides across the back of the inactive list shall be remembered for generations to come.
Should.
Have you alerted the DIA about this? Can we send this over?
I'll tell you what. Years down the road, you're going to need someone to decipher this thing, because this my writing is horrible.
We need Gator to do his notes in his uncensored voice.
Want me to?
Just read one of your notes.
The first drive of the game, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
First quarter, Carolina, positive. Lions stopped the run, negatives. Newton missed one pass. 7-0, 9:27 uncensored.
There you go. 248-539-9797. Mark is on a cell. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I just want to say I'm a season ticket member holder, and, you know, go to see this game Sunday is me and my wife see a lot. We just get so aggravated. It's like, it's not like they're trying. But this Sunday's game, they actually put as much effort as I've seen them do in a long time. And it's about the noise in there, you know, it's got the fans up. It's just, it gets electrified. And win or lose, you know, I feel like pretty win. I mean, I like Tim Wynn, but I also enjoy watching them play when they're playing this way.
Well, you know, I had a hockey game last night. One of my teammates went to the game, and I said, what was the atmosphere like? And he said, everybody that was there because they'd purchased tickets. They were there in body at the beginning of the game, and as the game went on, they started to perk up. And by the end of the game, people were into it. And look, Kang's right. It changes just a little bit the interest level in Thanksgiving. This win, I don't think, moved the needle in Detroit at all. I don't think people are excited. I don't think people think it's indicative of things to come. And that tells you where the spirits are and where the outlook is with this organization. But it does make you feel like, okay, if they win on Thanksgiving, the next two games are at home. Then there's a couple of abysmal opponents. I don't even know why I'm doing this. But it's if they win on Thanksgiving, you start looking at stuff like that. And it doesn't mean you think it's going to happen, but it does increase the level. You don't go into the Thanksgiving game going, who really cares?
Right. You're exactly right. And after yesterday, like that, when they're going for that two-point stand, and I my seats are sit right there, and it was about as long as it's been since I can remember. You know, it was wow. It was pretty fun.
It was great at the end there. It was extraordinarily loud, and the 2-point conversion. And you got to like what the defensive effort was in that, particularly on that play. I mean, they dropped a bunch of guys into coverage. Everyone was covered. Cam had all day. And then Jared Davis said, enough, and he loops around and comes right at Cam and forces Cam to throw the ball. And the guy was open, but he missed it. Just missed the pass. And the Lions had plays like that kind of all day long. Well, I think what we're seeing over the last few games, I think there's a lot of confidence growing in Jared Davis, and it's because of that closing speed. It's like everybody's telling him, look, you've got this one unbelievable gift. Even on that long pass where Moore caught it for 82 yards and was going on the field and Darius Slay caught up to him, Jared Davis was right there. He actually dove right before Slay got him and just missed him. That's a linebacker chasing a wide receiver, and he's keeping pace with him. The problem was that Moore already had the 2 yards distance on him to begin with, but he's got that amazing gift of speed, and if he's able to harness it, good things are going to happen. Now, he's not going to be the next Khalil Mack by any means, okay? But he can use this to his advantage in like a delayed blitz. When you see that there is a lane, you stay back, and then all of a sudden, boom, he goes. He could be an asset in the pass rushing game. If he really puts his mind to it, because he's got that amazing gift.
Okay, hey, I got an announcement. This is an announcement. You ready for an announcement?
I am.
Here it comes. This is the announcement. Listen for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Red Wings take on the Boston Bruins at Little Caesars Arena on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. That's always a fun night.
Big bar night.
If you don't win, you can get tickets at DetroitRedWings.com. This is a pair that we are giving away today at 10:54 with a Carson Anderson quiz question. Now, it could be anything said this hour. Anything said this hour, and if you get the correct answer to the quiz question, an example of the quiz question is, why is Gator so proud of himself? And the answer would be?
because I took notes.
Because he took notes during the Lions game yesterday.
Organized notes.
Yeah.
I used a straight edge.
What did Gator use to take those notes? A pen and a straight edge would be the correct answer. And the back of the inactives list. If you get the correct answer today at 10:54, you'll win a pair of tickets to see the Red Wings take on the Boston Bruins at Little Caesars Arena. So keep listening. Hopefully you will you'll be paying attention. And you'll get, I mean, it doesn't get easier than that. You got a half hour.
Great way to start off your Wednesday night, right?
Sure.
Head down to the LCA, watch Red Wings play.
Love yep. that. Let's get back to your open line call. Scott is in Commerce next. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. Hey, Gator. You have the advantage to me. You got it all on paper.
That's
congratulations.
Right.
I'm driving. I'm a distracted driver, but I got a few points. I'm calling that right now a fluke win for the Lions yesterday. Devin Funchess and Kenny Golladay, the difference between those two. Everything we did, we had to do right. And everything they did, they had to do, they didn't do right. They didn't. They missed that challenge on Golladay. Missed field goals, just like the Green Bay win.
What do you mean they missed the challenge? Missed the challenge on Golladay?
Golladay was out of bounds. His foot was out of bounds when he caught that.
Oh, the one on the far sidelines. Yeah,
okay, I didn't see that.
So that's why I just call. They weren't that good yesterday, but everything happened for them. Now, at the beginning of the day, this is why everything went right for him. I said, you know what? And I don't bet anymore, but I said, if I could bet, I would throw down on Carolina. I don't even care what the spread is today. So maybe I'll do that for the Bears. Maybe I'll root for the Bears next week. We'll see what happens. But I just call it a fluke win, just like Green Bay.
I don't think anybody would fist fight you over the calling it a fluke win. The question I have, Scott, is...
Well, I'd say it's a hard-fought win.
You could.
And I had one more thing I wanted to say, and it was watching last night, Sunday Night Football, you watched two great football teams. Chicago's defense did a great job making Minnesota look like a regular football team. I mean, we got those two opponents are tough. That defense, it's going to be pretty interesting on Turkey Day here.
Well, we did see the Bears a week ago, and we know that they are tough defensively. I think the other thing you saw in the game last night, and it's something I pointed out for years, Matthew Stafford and Kirk Cousins are the same quarterback.
Offensive coordinators.
They're the same quarterback. They make the similar mistakes. I think they're limited a bit in what their ceiling is, or at least maybe we know what their ceiling is. The other thing is Mitchell Trubisky makes mistakes. Collinsworth is saying it all game long. This guy is like, you watch his film, he's like, wow, look at all these things he does well. And then you say, wow, what the hell was that? It's the same thing. The Bears are as good as their defense will let them go. I mean, their defense is really good. I should say they're as good as Trubisky can be because that defense is constantly good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.